From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea says it has suspended nuclear and tests and plans to close its nuclear test site.
The statements by North Korea must be followed by verifiable steps that they are going to comply with the numerous UN Security Council resolutions that ban North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. So in the past, North Korea has made promises and then failed to honour them. So we need to see verifiable steps that it will abandon its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs.
A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate Friday. It's the same day thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre and demonstration for gun control. Since the February 14th massacre at a Florida high school that left 17 people dead, demonstrations have been ongoing. The United States is lashing out at four nations as forces of instability because of human rights abuses. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Honestly, it's not surprising.
In its annual Global Human Rights Reports, the State Department singles out four nations as egregious rights violators: Iran, Russia, North Korea, and China.
China continues to spread the worst features of its authoritarian system.
Acting Secretary of State John Sullivan says the four nations restrict freedoms of speech and assembly while acting out against minority groups, adding the U.S. seeks to lead by example. Groups like Amnesty International are denouncing the report, saying the Trump administration's badly damaged its credibility as a human rights advocacy.
This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the United States inquired about Moscow's positions in Syria. This is prior to last week's U.S. and allied airstrikes and avoided those areas. The strikes against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad were in reaction to suspected chemical attacks on the town of Duma that left at least 40 people dead. A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds Americans feel relations with Russia, China, and North Korea are going to worsen over the next year.
AP NORC poll finds nearly half of respondents expect relations to sour with China and North Korea, and more than half see things deteriorating with Russia, though the numbers do differ depending on political affiliations. 40% of Republicans see relations with Russia staying about the same, while another 40% expect it to worsen, and just 20% see it getting better. Republicans are more optimistic on North Korea, however. 40% think relations will improve, and just 25% expect it to worsen. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In a series of candid conversations, U.S. President Trump told former FBI Director James Comey he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor. Asked about the possibility of jailing journalists and described the boast from Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes. The information came from Comey's memos of the talks obtained by the Associated Press. Eric Tucker is with the Associated Press.
The memos reflect conversations that James Comey felt unnerved him or troubled him or reflected a blurring of the boundary between politics and law enforcement. And so what we see from the memos time and again are requests from the president that Director Comey thought were unusual. At one dinner in January 2017, for instance, there's a request, according to Director Comey, that Comey pledges loyalty to Trump. And there's a suggestion from Comey that he says that Trump basically wanted him to pledge his loyalty in order to keep his job.
The Comey memos had been eagerly anticipated since their existence was first revealed last year, especially since Comey's interactions with Mr. Trump are a critical part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the president sought to obstruct justice in Mueller's probe of possible Russian collusion with the 2016 Trump campaign for president. Chinese naval forces have passed through waters south of Taiwan and carried out military exercises in the Western Pacific, the latest in a series of military drills that self-ruled Taiwan has criticized as amounting to intimidation. China has been ramping up military displays in the area over the last week. Taiwan, which is claimed by Beijing as Chinese territory, accuses China of saber-rattling and carried out its own live-fire exercises. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.